Hello, everyone. Welcome back to A Bald Move Pulp Production. Tonight, we're talking about the first-run movie, Jurassic World Dominion. This movie was directed by Colin Trevorrow. And it stars such people as Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, BD Wongs, skulk around doing BD Wong stuff. What did you think? We went to, you know, we're Jurassic Park fans. We've done a lot of Jurassic Park missions lately. Did the first one, love that movie. Second one, not as much. Not a complete garbage dumpster fire. What'd you think of Dominion? Have you seen the other Jurassic Worlds? Just talk about it.
Yeah, I've seen all of the Jurassic Parks and Worlds at this point. So I'm well versed, and I've seen them recently. The only one I haven't seen recently is Jurassic Park 3. Because we did a podcast about Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, or Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World. Reverse those. I hate that title.
Yes, terrible.
And then Alexis and I at home watched Jurassic World and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom in preparation for this movie. And I will say, I don't think I've actually liked a Jurassic Park movie since 1993.
You mean you're counting... That's when the original Jurassic Park came out.
It is, yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to do math on like, so he does, because like I think three is better than two. I recall, if I could recall correctly, and I don't mind Jurassic World. I saw that at a drive-thru, and that's an appropriate venue to see it. And it hadn't gone full whatever it's going in this movie. I had not seen until last week Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That's one of the biggest turds I've ever seen. It's so bad. It's so stupid. I was actively hating on everyone. I was hoping Chris Pratt was going to die. I was hoping Bryce Dallas Howard was going to die. I was hoping the little girl, whoever the fuck her name, the pointless clone was going to die. No one did. Everyone stubbornly refused to die. We got the whole crew back. This movie's bad. This movie is not fun. This movie is very long. This movie's boring. This movie features muddy and kind of terrible CG, especially when it's in direct sunlight.
It's one of those movies that suffers from too much action, I think. They need to keep everything kinetic and moving, and they don't do it with the plot. They do it with action scenes, and it sucks.
And there's a couple points where, like, you know, Dr. Ellie and Dr. Grant show up, Sattler and Grant and Malcolm, and the movie starts to get a pulse because it's fun. The concept of them going back and getting roped into Jurassic Park again, and Ian Malcolm prophesying doom from the corners in his leather jacket. But I'm actually shocked how bad this was. There was a couple of moments there where I thought they just let the crew improv. They're just you Tim Cook looking motherfucker, you get up here and we're not going to give you any dialogue. 5 minutes. 5 minutes to fill a scene. And it's going to be awkward with Dern, and it's terrible. It's terrible.
That's funny that you call him a Tim Cook lookalike, because that is absolutely in my notes. He does. He looks and feels like Tim Cook. This movie is long too. It's 2.5 hours almost, and it feels like half a movie. Like the MacGuffin here there are several of them, and figuring out what's happening is the entirety of this movie. Resolving it is done in like 4 seconds at the very end. And it should have been the first half of this movie is figuring out what's going on. The second half of this movie is figuring out how to stop it. Or Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom should have been this movie. And then this movie should have been figuring out how to stop it. And they don't do any of that. What they do is they figure out what the plot is, and then they let you just gloss over all of it at the very end and just be like,
I actually started thinking that the movie forgot to resolve its central conflict until, like you said, 10 minutes to go, it just gets resolved, man. And like, I was wondering, I was like, okay, are they going to have something kind of clever and plausible for how dinosaurs took over the world?
No, there is a voiceover
where they show a cluster of them in North America, which is the state of the last movie. And then there's this voiceover says, what'd they say? As the dinosaurs spread across the globe. And there's just lines going across the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, across the Southern Pacific, the North Atlantic. And I'm like, okay, the plesiosaur, maybe these pteranodon looking things, but what the Allosaurus is backstroking across the year.
The timing doesn't work out in any of this. The girl who is in Fallen Kingdom is like 3 years older at this point than she was in Fallen Kingdom. So like 3 years have passed.
Sure.
And the dinosaurs, there are millions of them, as far as I can tell. Like, they're setup everywhere. Of this movie is like there are black markets.
Modern cities
selling
wouldn't
dinosaur
work anymore.
Babies.
Yeah, modern cities wouldn't work anymore, and yet they do. There's people like driving birds and lime scooters through cities, and tyrannosauruses are just plucking them off of their scooters and whatnot. It's like,
and just like, what's the gestation period of some of these big dinosaurs? How do you get? My recollection of Fallen Kingdom, having just watched it, is that there are exactly 12 dinosaurs left in existence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything else was killed by a volcano on Isla Nublar. So they bring them to the U.S. and California, and they end up with 12 of them on the loose at the very end. Even if your gestation period is like 2 weeks, I don't know how you get to a number of dinosaurs that is like, hey, we can swap these things on the black market. We can trade. You got crypto tokens? Yeah, send them my way. I'll get you a dino.
Well, you see, there's poachers and there's illegal breeding facilities where they cage up the babies. And
but breeding
that
takes time.
That-
I hate to tell people, breeding takes time.
Yeah.
I've seen that episode of Atlanta. You don't get paid right away.
Yeah, man, it's pretty insane. And the other thing is shocking is like Fallen Kingdom at least kind of moved, you know, and there was like there's this incredibly broad, cringy portrayal of what's supposed to be Donald Trump and, you know, this other evil billionaire guy. And, you know, there's some interesting set pieces. The Indoraptor is stupid, but like I actually was engaged. This movie just kept on, like, I like looked down at my watch and I'm like, I couldn't believe there's a whole hour left of this movie. And it's just like, just lifelessly goes through all the like selected highlights from the first. I'm actually kind of surprised at how much Fallen Kingdoms, you know, mined the past of Jurassic Park to set up identical set pieces. You know, it's like, ooh, we're actually in the actual place. And there's the there's the actual Jeep that chased Alan Grant and the kid down the tree. And
yeah, I kind of like
they,
that.
But they do it again in this movie. They recycle the set piece again for like the third time for a bunch of these stretches. And it just goes on forever.
I might be a sucker because, you know, when the old cast gets back together, I'm like, all right, this feels comfortable. This feels good. This feels right. And they do a couple of homages to the original. And I'm looking at those. I'm going, okay, you got me here. But the rest of the movie just does not live up to the hype of bringing back the original cast.
Jurassic World Domination. I keep on wanting to throw the park in there. Jurassic World, the Dominion, rather, is sitting at 35% on Rotten Tomatoes with an 83% audience score. Our audience clapped at the end of this movie.
Right? Psychos.
Don't reward them for this bullshit. Just because, look, just because, oh, God, just, okay, I'm fixing to spoil things if I keep going.
Yeah, we'll do that here in a few minutes. But on the way to the theater, my wife was saying, okay, Fallen Kingdom was a piece of trash. Thank goodness this is probably the last one. Or no, it was the way back. We were both saying, like, this movie was not good. Thank goodness it's the last one. Are we certain of that? Are we sure of that?
No, I mean, 10 years
from now,
there'll be
$800 million.
Even if it doesn't.
Worldwide,
or if this movie craters and doesn't even
domestic.
If it doesn't even make $300 worldwide... total, they 10 to 15 years from now, they will make another Jurassic Park. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. They will
reboot. I'm talking like 2 years from now, though.
If, no.
If this movie
no,
makes think, the kind of money that I think it's going to make.
Man, Chris Pratt looks so fucking tired of this shit. Like, I don't know why, because they're paying him to just do this.
Yeah. He's holding his hand out, pointing at the camera, and I'm mesmerized. I was going to attack him, but now I think
you
I'm
can't,
not.
Yeah, you wanted to kill me, but you can't do nothing when I put that left hand out. It just completely bamboozles the lizard part of your brain.
They get poor Sam Neill into the mix doing that, too.
Oh, when they're doing the three-way handoff. Oh, my God. Yeah. Because that works on, it's not just a bond that he worked up with Blue and her right. crew. It's universally works on all dinosaurs. You just put your hand out, they don't fucking, they don't, it's like rubbing a crocodile's belly. They just don't know what to do.
Aside from the new cast, or the old cast rather, I have to say, the guy who played Ramsey, Mamadou? Holy shit, is this the second Mamadou I've encountered in as many weeks, in as many months? Mamadou Athi. Like,
Well, the original, you're talking about a character on
We on the
See,
City.
I like the Wanda Wise. She's like a super fit Vanessa Williams come back from the future to save us all. She was great. Did you notice that the, what's her name? Miss Casey shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. From Severance.
Where have I seen this very odd but alluring looking woman? And it's that's Miss Casey from Severance.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lady from Cowboy Bebop, Faye?
She was in the last one, too.
She was in the last one, and she's got a very minor part in this movie. Yeah, man, I don't know. I got not much to say that's not spoiler about it. I don't think you have to worry about these people reuniting because, again, Chris Pratt looks like he's gaining some weight again, maybe. Like, he's this, this
or
is
letting
the last
his Marvel bod go right
a little yeah, bit. He's got the Guardians 3 in the can or Thor whatever in
you
the can.
You don't want to maintain that shit.
He's on the other side of Jurassic World three trilogy contract and he's done. Mm-hmm. He's like the give me the Bill Shatner girdle and
well,
I'm just going to
fight that. Not quite that let go.
I noticed that there's definitely some pickup shots I detected, and it seemed like what I would call a dad bod starting to sprout in some of these reshoot scenes.
I didn't notice it. He likes the flannel and the jackets, so.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the four pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
Yeah, it's a not great movie. The best part about it is the soundtrack. Who did the soundtrack, in fact?
Yeah. You know, I had a real problem with the soundtrack in previous Jurassic World movies because just like Top Gun, they freaking blow their wad just immediately. And in like the least appropriate places, they're like, da 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 da. And it's
right.
It's like some character we've never met pouring a tea or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay,
they do hit that a little hard. I guess the Michael Giacchino.
The guy who does Lost. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alias, Fringe.
Sure.
I guess he did the new Thor, Love and Thunder. A lot of it is just Johnny Williams, but there's a couple things that I thought was doing a very good job of aping a John Williams soundtrack. Like some of the, more hijinksy kind of music that they were playing. But yeah. I also like how they're like when they're doing the theme, they don't even do the full one. It's like da 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 da.
Just a hint.
Like you're not fooling anyone, man.
Right.
If you're going to do it, give us the full bar, all right?
But use it in appropriate places.
In appropriate places. Do you have anything else you want to say, or should we talk about trailers?
Let's talk about trailers, because I'm itching to get to some spoilers here.
Okay. By the way, if you're taking off, the next Bald movie, first run Bald movie, is going to be July 8th, Thor: Love and Thunder. So if you're itching to get some more Marvel content, it's coming. And then just 2 weeks after that, 7/22, Nope, which we saw. In fact, let's start off. We saw a new Nope trailer. As I mentioned, I don't think I talked about this on the podcast, but in the stream that we're doing right before, I wish I didn't see it. I really hate that I know so much more about the movie and like with a central conceit and like I'm confident that Mr. Peele has a surprise or two in store for us, but I just like I feel like that first fucking trailer was so goddamn perfect and so weird. And I didn't need to see anything more. And I was kind of in distress halfway through the trailer. And I just wish I'd shut my eyes and close my ears. What'd you think?
I kind of felt this way about the first trailer, too. I don't know. It's tough because I'm in for whatever he's going to do, whatever right. Jordan Peele is going to do. So honestly, you just put Jordan Peele's name on the screen and a title for a movie. And I'm like, okay, what day is it coming out? I'll be there.
Yeah.
But I thought the first trailer gave away a little bit too much by showing some monster-y type stuff. I think this second trailer gives away far too much. Like that, I wasn't like super concerned with it because okay, I get the plot of it. All right, they're trying to like capture video or photographs or something of this alien presence that's nearby. But that last shot in the trailer Dude. Where a UFO just sweeps down over the ranch, I'm like...
Plain view, yeah.
The fuck? Why show me that? I'm already
I
in.
Feel like I know 2.5 acts of this 3-act movie.
Sure.
And sure. I probably shouldn't. Maybe it's a whole rope-a-dope. This is just like the first third, and it completely takes off in a different direction.
I hope a dope.
I'm a dope to hopes. Nope. Let's talk about Black Adam.
All right, The Rock gets finally into the badass phase of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Oh, well, he's doing some more badass. I mean, arguably, he's had fits and starts.
Yeah. He's a DC comic book hero, yes?
He's an anti-hero slash villain type of guy.
Okay. It seems pretty apparent that he's going to start this movie as an anti-hero. Bad yeah. guy and become yeah. the good guy by the end, but
something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing an Alex Ross painting of Black Adam, and I'm not a big DC guy. I know Black Adam is essentially the dark counterpart to Captain Marvel, Shazam. But I saw an Alex Ross painting of him, and I'm like, hot damn, that looks just like The Rock and black spandex. And then I heard a couple of years ago, like this has been something that they've been working on for 5-6 years, maybe longer, getting The Rock into a Black Adam film. And to the extent that I think Shazam, I haven't seen that, but I heard is one of their better ones. This might be something. This might be something. I feel like he's a good fit for it. If they do tell this kind of like anti-hero that might turn, have a heel turn because, you know, he just doesn't want to be a slave no more. And there's a whole misunderstanding and, you know, absolute power corrupt. This could be a real interesting arc for something that DC's already been successful with. This looked pretty good. It looks like a pretty good superhero film.
Sure. I have no inherent interest in this.
I figured.
Yeah, it's a superhero I don't know, like if they can do something real. It doesn't look like it's going to be one of those movies that's going to be a ton of fun, which is crazy because The Rock's going to be in it, right? And he's usually super charismatic.
Yeah,
it looks like he's going to be
a serious guy, very serious guy in this. That's
not his style, problem. I don't know. Some people liked Scorpion King, right?
I'm not one of those guys. I thought that was...
I never saw it.
So Black Adam, we'll see what happens with that. Chris Pratt, The Terminal List. I think this is another Amazon original. Oh. Like Amazon must have got him for a 3-film arc. Man, Chris Pratt just looks tired in all his films.
Chris Pratt has peaked. I'm calling it right now. Chris Pratt we've hit
Pete Pratt.
Yep, with Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, he peaked. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, he's coming down. This movie, he's coming down. Now he's doing what I can only describe as the grayest, most generic, boring bullshit show I could imagine. This I see like nothing of interest in this show.
This is like unlicensed Tom Clancy, yep. Like gray market Tom Clancy, which is weird because Amazon actually owns several licenses to Tom Clancy's actual characters. They've got they've got the crown jewels. They got John Clark. They got Jack Ryan. And now they got Chris Pratt as the store brand. Store brand Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Great value Jack Ryan.
Great value Jack Ryan. It's ironic because this Jurassic World Dominion had a great value Matthew McConaughey. Did you notice that?
Great value Matthew
He had an unhoused person's Matthew McConaughey just showed up in the beginning. Hey, I got this girl on my radar.
Going to track her from her. You're going to have to explain that when we get to the spoilers.
Speaking of shit that's played out, Minions, Rise of Gru. I have no further commentary.
Yep.
Finally, the black phone. Have you heard anything about this black phone?
I know less about the black phone than I knew before I knew the title after seeing this trailer. It's literally a kid picks up a phone, the black phone. That's it.
I don't know anything about it except for stars Ethan Hawke and Jeremy Davies.
Oh,
that's promising.
Jeremy Davies.
And it's directed by Scott Derrickson, who directed the first Doctor Strange and has done a ton of horror films. He did Exorcism of Emily Rose, Sinister, which is pretty creepy. The Day the Earth Stood Still, Deliver Some. Not all of them can be winners, but this might be cool. I don't know. This might be cool.
Yeah, we'll see.
Then I think that's it. I think we already talked about the Nope trailer.
There's another Fury, The Legend of Hank.
Fuck
I'm
that.
Not seeing
I didn't even write that down. Right. That's but oh my god, that looked terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it for the trailer talk. Again, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, July the 8th. I think the night before July 7th is probably when we'll see this. Thor: Love and Thunder. If you are a club member of any persuasion, you are welcome to come past the red velvet ropes and hear us just rip into this fucking movie. I don't even know how much we'll have to say, but if that sounds like a good time, if you want to check out this or any of our other ad-free first run movie reviews, full spoiler review, all of our bonus content, the fantastic Lunch with Jim and Aaron, check out the club at support.baldmove.com. You get instant access, and otherwise we'll see you on Thor: Love and Thunder.